So, Thomas, whereabouts are you from? What great state are you from?
Kansas.
How did you find out about No Agenda?
I was a longtime listener of Dvorak, follower of all his magazine editorials and stuff like that. He mentioned it a couple of times, and I didn't make a connection to Adam Curry. And then after I heard him and, you know, looked him up, I was like, oh, Adam Curry from MTV, and immediately got hooked.
Are there many people in Kansas you know that listen to No Agenda?
No, not at all. Currently in Virginia Beach, traveled the world in the Navy. I haven't been back to Kansas since.
As being an ex-serviceman, does No Agenda have a different tone for you, being someone who's been in the service?
Oh, definitely. I worked with electronic warfare while I was in the military, and a lot of the stuff Adam talks about, I love hearing his view on HAARP and several other things.
What is your favorite part of the show? You're more into the second part of the show?
I just love it when Adam and John get way off on a tangent. And they're speaking what their true thoughts are rather than their kind of what they think they need for the show.
You got to love the pet peeve.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
And why did you decide to become a knight? What made you think, I better be into this?
I just love the whole idea of no commercials, their own business model. They have very strong opinions and they stand behind them. I'm just a single knight, and then after that, Nicole, my girlfriend, became a saint.
I seem to remember that. She did something really special, didn't she?
Both her and I have been to both the first and the last meeting of the Hot Pockets tour. The first saint was also named Nicole, and she worked in the health profession, and so does my girlfriend. So I was like, hey, Adam, we're going to make Nicole a saint. And he was like, let's do it.
Now we're talking. You're the first knight I've spoken to that's been to one of the meetups of any sort. What's it like? What's the atmosphere like as Curry enters the room?
Everybody was sitting down eating seafood and just talking. And we went around the room and met everybody, met Adam and Mickey. And it was just a wonderful time. Everybody had their own take on so many different ideas and opinions. The person that picked up Adam from the airport was a Marine, so him and I had kind of the military background. It was just so nice that everybody was so friendly.
Was there a certain commonality? You said there's a lot of diversity in the No Agenda listenership. Was there a commonality of there was one thing that the main reason they were all there?
Not really. It seemed that we kind of came from like every aspect of life, from, you know, common workers to industrial people to technological people. I think maybe No Agenda was the only thing that really drew us all together.
A lot of respect for other people's opinions, because as I talk to all the knights here, not everyone agrees with everything they hear on the show, but they just want to hear different opinions on a multitude of subjects.
Yeah, that's one of the things is when you're listening to No Agenda, I think you're at the, so you don't agree with that, but you continue to the discussion, you hear other viewpoints, and you move it along rather than just say, you're wrong, and it stops.
Have you got any advice for the show? Is there anything in the show you'd like to see more of, anything you'd like to see introduced, anything, any way you think the show can be improved at the moment?
No, not really any real improvements. It slowly evolved. They originally started off the show with no jingles, to where now jingles is a major part of No Agenda.
What's your favorite jingle?
Douchebag, of course.
I'm a fan. If you see something, say something. And I was only walking through Melbourne about a month ago. That has been adopted over a period of time by the Melbourne police as well. So every once in a while, you'll see a sticker that says that on a Melbourne tram stop.
Every once in a blue moon here in the States, you hear it. It's just a friendly reminder. If you see something, say something, you know.
Tell me, what do you do with your night ring?
Hit people on the mouth. I did the candle wax seal a few times. 90% of the time, it sits right on my desk. I've got every one of the No Agenda Challenge coins. I wear it to any of my formal meetings or business meetings. Wore it the other day to my business Christmas party.
For those people that might be out there thinking of donating or thinking of becoming a knight, what do you think of the advantages of doing that with No Agenda?
It's a lot better than being a boner. People can say, yeah, this, that, or the other thing, but when they hear your name on, you know, on the podcast, they know that you're backing it up.